I'm writing the screenplay, and I find the whole process absolutely exhilarating.
What's it all about, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, how best to explain it? You've seen me in X-Men.
Yeah.
The character I am, Professor Charles Xavier.
Mm.
If you remember, he can control things with the power of his mind.
Yeah.
Make people do things and see things. So I thought, what if you can do that for real? I mean, not in a comic book world, but in the real world.
All right.
So in my film, I play a man who controls the world with his mind.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah. For instance, I'm walking along, and I see this beautiful girl, and I think I'd like to see her naked, and so all her clothes fall off.
All her clothes fall off?
Mm, yes, and she's scrabbling around to get them back on again, but even before she can get her knickers on, I've seen everything. You know, I've seen it all.
Okay. It's a comedy, is it?
No. It's about what would happen, you know, if these things were possible.
What's the story, though? What's the...
Well, I do other stuff. Like, I'm riding my bike in the park, and this policewoman says, "Oi, you can't ride your bike on the grass," and I go, "Oh, no," and her uniform falls off, and she goes, "Ah!" And she's trying to cover up, but I've seen everything. Anyway, and I get on my bike, I ride off on the grass.
So, it's mainly you sort of go around seeing ladies' tits?
Mainly. And I do other stuff, like I go to the World Cup final, and it's Germany versus England, and I wish that I were playing, and suddenly I am, and I score the winning goal, and they carry me into the dressing room, and there's Rooney and Beckham, and then Posh Spice walks in, and...
Her clothes fall off?
Instantly.
Sure.
And she doesn't know what's happening, but I've seen everything. Again.
Good. Is there a narrative at all? Is there like a story in the film, or is it just...
Well, I'm a sort of James Bond figure.
Right.
And I have to go to Iraq to rescue these hostages. And I get there, and I rescue them. But they're all women, and they're naked, because their clothes have rotted off. But I get them into the helicopter, and I'm flying in the helicopter. But I can still sneak a look in the mirror, and I can see everything. You know, one of them's bending over, two of them are kissing.
Is she a lesbian?
Yeah, because they've been in the camp for so long.
Can happen. Well, look, good luck with that. I've just written a sitcom, but I wonder if you could give it to anyone you know,
yes.
Film or TV.
Is there any nudity in it?
Any
nudity in it?
Not really.
Oh.
Well, it could be.
Men or women?
Either. Well, just women.
Right.
Well, I need a rewrite, but in the meantime, if you could give it to anyone that you know in TV or
yes,
film.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I will make it so. You've seen Star Trek The Next Generation, right?
I haven't, no.
Well, your wife won't let you have it on, has it?
I'm not married.
Your girlfriend, then?
I haven't got a girlfriend, I live alone.
You're not married, you haven't got a girlfriend. And you've never watched Star Trek?
No.
Good Lord.